So you finally tracked me down, eh? Well then, I suppose you better come in. Oh, mind the bottles. Sorry, it's a bit of a mess. This way, just down the hall. I've kept this place a secret for a long time, you know. A long old time. Years, in fact. It wasn't always this way. People used to come by all the time. We'd share stories, maybe over a drink or two. Tea, of course. Well, maybe the odd splash of something Irish, you know, just to wet the whistle. But it's just me now, rattling around in here with... Oh, right on cue. This is Catrick. Catrick Swayze, the factory cat. She doesn't talk much either. Seems to like you, though. And ever so light on her feet. It's like living with a ghost. Sometimes I have a hard time distinguishing her from the shadows. Don't know if it's all a trick of the mind from the flicker of the fire, you know? I swear, if it wasn't for all the cat food she gets through. Anyway, I'm getting off track. So I guess you're wondering what this is all about. Well, this dusty little empire is what I call the olfactory. And I thought it was about time I shared it with you. It all started back in... Oh, you know, I couldn't date it. But it probably all started with my nan and a cucumber. Steady now. I know how that sounds. But she had this cucumber face cream, you see. I'd sit and watch her get ready of a morning. She was the epitome of class, my nan. From the way she carried herself... to her clothes and the way she dealt with everyone from the postman to the charity chuggers down the high street. Pure class. So I'd sit and I'd watch her effortless routine of a morning, mesmerised. A quick puff of her permed curls with a wide-set tooth comb. A dollop of this cool cucumber cream that she'd smooth into her soft skin. And then a lick of her favourite red lipstick. All that was left was to add her big warm smile that stretched to her eyes and she was ready to take on the world. That was it. That's where my fascination with smells began. I found a sense of complete calm in those moments, watching her in the mirror as she prepared for the day ahead. There was something about the magic elixir of that cucumber scent coupled with the almost sweet, powdery notes that I can never quite place, of her trusty lipstick that just made me happy. Content. Even now, all these years after she's gone, when those smells hit me out of the blue, it's like I'm right back in her old bedroom down on Vicarage Road, and she's right there with me, and I'm happy. It got me thinking about how we attach smells to memories. It's our most powerful scent, you know. Oh yeah, people don't often give it the credit it's due, but the power of scent is more evocative of memory than any other. That's why estate agents fill a house with the smell of freshly baked bread, to make it smell like a home. And of course, there's Proust's famous Madeleine cake moment, a mouthful of miniature sponge cake dipped in tea that became literature's most powerful metaphor for nostalgia. Now, cucumber might not mean anything to you. You might actually hate the smell of it. But to me, and perhaps someone else, it conjures up the most wonderful memories. So I decided to bottle it. That's how I built the olfactory. People used to come from far and wide to share their stories and bottle their smells with me, you know. That's what all these bottles you see lining the walls are, going dusty. Treasured memories of those we love. Magical moments in time we never want to forget. I tell you what, come back next week and I'll share some stories and smells with you. It's about time they got an airing. Tell your friends. There's plenty of room on the shelves yet. Tell your friends and see if they want to share a story too. I don't go out much, but I'm easy to get hold of. I've got Wi-Fi. Just send me one of those e-letter things to theolfactory@gmail.com and Catrick and I will get back to you as soon as we can. And I bet there's a smell that does the same for you. Go on, have a little think of what that magical elixir of memory is for you. I'd love to hear it. But for now, I better get on. I think someone's hungry. Go on, smell you later.